Josephine Wenzel is a candidate for city council. She's originally from Guam, where she served as a police detective. Her activism started in Los Angeles, and today she's the public relations director at a worldwide manufacturing firm, U.S. Digital. At many government meetings, Josephine is a frequent speaker at the Citizens Podium, where she's known for her passion. Today, that passion has ignited to make her a candidate for city council, and we welcome Josephine to the program.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you for having me here.
When you see yourself as a candidate, how do you see yourself approaching both sides of an issue? Can you hear the side that you might disagree with and represent it?
I think everybody's concerns, even though I may not feel the way they'd feel, I might learn something from them if I just listen.
Recently, the editorial board of the local paper endorsed your opponent, and they had this to say about you. Challenger Josephine Wenzel has emerged as a toxic influence at council meetings, a chronic complainer whose frequent trips to the podium have followed a pattern of unproductive negativity. What's your response to that?
That just shows you that there's an establishment out there that does not want the voice of the people shown. That just shows you that, you know, I'm a threat to the establishment.
Wenzel has shown no capacity to cooperate with any elective body. Her obstructive, combative approach does not fit well in collaborative community discussions. Do you think City Council has shown a history of collaborative community discussions? And what would you do to make a difference if it has or it hasn't?
I've observed quite the contrary. I've seen either they were all in favor of something together, minus one person. Jeannie Stewart has been standing up asking the hard questions. I think we need some more people in there, just like Jeannie, to ask the hard questions, to really represent the people. So as far as them collaborating, it seems like, you know, five of them would just trample over that one voice, that one voice of reason that we have in there right now.
So are you saying that being collaborative isn't always the best way to go when you're sitting on a city council, that there might be other voices that need to be heard as opposed to just going along with the status quo?
Absolutely. I mean, as a police detective, I had to investigate and ask the hard questions. For the sake of the citizens, I believe that's what we need. We need to ask the hard questions. Is this right for the people? Are we representing what people need right now in this community?
And what do you think people need?
They need a voice. They need to be heard. We're taking their tax dollars and spending it on some agenda, on some project without their consent. People need a vote. That's why we vote in America.
And who are you? What do people need to know about you?
I'm the average person. I'm the one that people call when they have problems and ask me to advocate for them. I've advocated for children with learning disabilities. I've advocated for parents when their kids have problems with schools. I've advocated for senior citizens when they had issues with Social Security. I'm the advocate. I advocate for a lot of minorities, a lot of minority communities. I teach people how to get involved in civic responsibility. That's who I am.
So you see yourself as a problem solver.
I think I would bring solutions. I think I would think outside the box. And I would be, you know, I would be absolutely wide open to citizens contacting me any time of the day. Just let me sleep at night. But any time of the day, and give me their concerns. I'd be happy to hear what people want. This is our community, Carol. This does not belong to a development. This does not belong to any special interest. This is our community. This is a community where grandchildren thrive, where young children are about. There's youth out there. This is our community. We should have our input in there.
So what you'd like to see is the city council listen to more than one voice, the loudest voice or the strongest voice, but hear all the voices in the community. And what do you think would be the outcome if City Council opened up their ears to hear more voices?
I got to run on people wanting change and wanting representation. That's why we're running. And when you get elected, you're supposed to be representing your constituents. You should be listening to them, not carrying on with your own agenda. And what I would like people to do is participate more in the everyday activity of this community. Come up with solutions. Come up with great ideas. We need to think outside the box.